Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ZZ Top bringing this back. That's their song, Rough Boy. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you go to my smallbusinessadvocate.com website and subscribe to my newsletter and check out all the things that are there that we do every day, that we and our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Don Cooper, who's with us right now, all the contributions that he's made to us, all those are right there, and it's all free, so check that out. Don, thanks again for being here. Don is the president of the Sales Heretic. He is the Sales Heretic and teaches people just like you and your organization how to do a better job of reaching out and touching customers and making them like it, right, Don?
Absolutely.
We've been talking about emotions, the impact of emotions, and we talked about the fact that that emotion, almost every case, and you say every case, ultimately, one way or the other, overrides logic. And I say that small business owners have an advantage with emotion because we're so cuddly, we're so cute, Don, right? We're so huggable. I mean, what's more emotional than something as cute and cuddly, right?
There's a lot of truth in that. People want to feel good about what they buy.
Yeah.
And when people buy from a local business or a small business,
it makes them feel good, doesn't
pride,
it?
There's a sense of pride there.
Yes.
A sense of community. And those things are really critically important.
And we can help them, Don, by saying things like, hey, John, I really appreciate you coming in. Thanks for buying local.
And that appreciation is critically important because every single buyer wants to feel appreciated.
Next time people come in your door and buy something from you folks, try this. Say, hey folks, thanks for buying local. Thanks for keeping your money local. We appreciate it very much. That's all you got to say. See how people react to that. Just try that. I think you'll be amazed how you. I think you can, just saying that one thing, thank you for coming in, thanks for buying local, I think you'll see your sales pick up if you do that. What do you think, Don?
I agree. And you can take it one step further. Show appreciation more than just say it. Everybody can say it. That's easy. Show it. Give your customer something as a token of your appreciation. It can be something small. It can be a magnet, or it can be a calendar, or it can be a bookmark. Give them something tangible as a thank you to show them how much you appreciate them. A little tiny gesture can make a huge impact.
Yep.
And when we feel appreciated, we go back there because we prefer to visit those that appreciate us. When you look at what's wrong with airlines, what's wrong with cell phone providers and cable companies, we don't feel appreciated.
Why do you think this isn't something that's automatic for salespeople to do?
Very often, the sales process is divorced from the customer retention process. Those are really the same thing, but too many companies, especially bigger companies, don't see it that way because they're different departments. And again, that gives small business an advantage because very often the sales department is the customer retention department.
Right.
So make customers feel appreciated, and then additionally, make them feel respected. Make them feel heard. Make them feel cared about. Because every single buyer wants to feel this way. Every buyer wants to feel that they're doing business with a company that they can trust, with people that they like, with people that care about them as people, not just as a source of income. So when you make your prospects, the moment they call you, the moment they walk in, you make them feel cared about, listened to, respected, they will become your customer. And you appreciate them, and they will be your customer for life.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, there's something else that people I just think people completely miss this, and I don't understand why. Because when I go into businesses, Don, when I go into small businesses, I don't get treated like this. People don't say to me, thank you for keeping it local. Heck, Don, they often don't even say thank you. But here's what I don't get. if they played on my emotion a little bit more, and I'm ready for it. I mean, I'm standing there. I'm a willing receptacle for their adoration. Thank you,
yeah, we
Jim. We really appreciate your business. Thanks for buying local. I mean, I'll eat that up like a sponge. And here's the thing. I'll pay you a little bit more because now you've tapped into my emotions. And Don, that's where the mother's milk or small business success and survival comes from, increased margins.
That's exactly it. So anything that you can do that stimulates your prospect emotions in a positive way enables you to make the sale, make it more effectively, more quickly, and more profitably.
Yeah.
Britt Beamer did a study for American Demographics magazine a while back and found that 70.1% of respondents would switch vendors if the vendor was more fun to do business with.
More fun, huh?
Yeah. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for entertainment. We're looking to make this a pleasurable experience. We're looking to take what might be drudgery and make it more fun and entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all emotional.
Well, and you talked about this in the previous segment. This the huge emotional quotient, though, the huge emotional element of this is trust.
Yes.
That's the biggie.
We want to feel confident. Yeah. We want to feel secure.
Yeah. Hey, Don, I need your website, please.
DonCooper.com.
Tell us what they'll find when they get there.
Find all kinds of articles, interviews like this one, lots of free resources.
So check it out, folks. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You're welcome, Jim.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. He'll help your organization come into the 21st century selling. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.